Good
Hello?
evening. Yeah, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jake. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote at this address in the state of Texas?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like the state legislature. But will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably.
I will.
Okay. Definitely?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And next, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. And if you have no opinion, you can let me know, okay, so we can move on.
Okay.
The first one is Colin Albrecht. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And Clay Jenkins? Same question.
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Nathan Johnson, same question.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. And Victoria Nieve Criado, favorable or
unfavorable? Very favorable.
And Jasmine Simon, favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And Roland Gutierrez, same question.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Ron Kirk, favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And Planned Parenthood, favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And Elizabeth Ginsburg, same question.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, I appreciate your patience, ma'am. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, now, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it the education? Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay? Or is it the issue about local control, about state Republicans preempting local laws and grow control, zoning and working rights, or the issue of abortion, the Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Or is it the issue of voting rights, the restrictions on voting, election denial, interest to democracy, or is it the guns issue, the sensible gun sales laws requiring red flags, mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons? If you have to choose one issue, which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address?
Abortion.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. And what is the next most important issue? Besides
guns.
Abortion, the guns.
Guns.
Thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Mark Mayer by running strong and well-funded campaign to emphasize Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message, if you have to pick one?
The Democrat who can win.
Okay, so the second one. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon. At least do you to definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her, or that's had no impact on your opinion one way or the other. Here's the first statement. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the park since. Is that statement will make you definitely vote for her? Probably or no impact?
No impact.
Okay. And Jasmine will work to pass the common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expand the mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. What kind of dog do you have?
Oh, my God. A rescue dog. And I'm sitting near where her treats are. I need to move because she just yells at me until I give her some. She's already had 100.
She's being
greedy. She's like a beagle mix.
Oh, nice. Nice of you to rescue. Now, the next one. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot of living an American dream. Is that statement will make you definitely vote for, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of the America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligation to public education. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
And Jasmine Simon put her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Would that statement would make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, no impact.
Definitely.
And Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
And Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably, no impact?
Definitely.
And Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortions that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Same question, same options.
Definitely.
And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms, with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Same question.
Definitely.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with the culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Definitely.
And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she's the fighter with broad appeal to Democrats needed to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact. Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now moving on. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Now, Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Now, based on all this information about both Jasmine and Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Ms. Simon? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Now, please rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you, okay? And you can answer that phone if you want. I can wait on the line if you want me to.
I already canceled it.
So here's the first one. Jasmine Simon, and remember, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? They want to see if you're going to be moved by this statement. Now, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Would that make you definitely vote against, probably against, or no matter?
No matter.
Okay. And Liz Gisbert, a losing record, shows that she's not the right Democrat to win the HD 108 in 2022. When other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Gisbert lost by 13 points to red Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer. And there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against a Republican today. Definitely, probably, or no matter.
To vote against her?
To vote against her, yes.
Definitely vote against her.
Okay. And Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contribute money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power, would that statement make you vote against, definitely against her, probably, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. And if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters and the legislature, but Liz Gisbert loosened to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Was that statement would make you vote against her definitely, probably, or does it matter?
Definitely.
Okay. Liz Gisbert is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely, probably, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Gisbert or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Simon.
Okay, and lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is one of the most important issues of policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? Which would be the one issue that you...
Abortion.
The reproductive rights? Can I record that as your answer? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Right, now, moving on. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay, here we go. So we can finish. Can you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
40 to 54.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive,
thank you. Now, which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Caucasian, or other?
Other.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. You have a good night.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Likewise.